Lake Powell supplies 5 billion kilowatt hours a year. That's enough to power 1.11 million homes.
That's Mark Fuller, former executive director of the Rude Eye Water and Power Authority.
Lake Mead supplies 4.2 billion kilowatt hours a year.
Fuller spoke during a Roaring Fork Conservancy Zoom event Tuesday night about what's happening to the Colorado River as a result of the ongoing mega drought and record temperatures in the West. Fuller says that the electricity output from the reservoirs is almost as critical as the water supplies and is a driving factor behind current management decisions.
At the same time, demand for water itself is projected to go from 15 million acre feet a year to 20.4 million acre feet a year by 2050, driven largely by population increase.
The Colorado River, whose flow is captured in these reservoirs, supplies water to 40 million users across 7 states and is already overallocated. And the U.S. Bureau of Reclamation projects that flows will decrease by 10% over the next 20 years. The combined storage of Lakes Powell and Mead is at 43% capacity, down from 95% capacity in 1999. It's not been above 61% for 2 decades.
In the process of producing less water, the salinity of the water that is produced by the watershed is increased. Endangered and invasive species have become bigger problems. The Salton Sea, which was created in the early 1900s east of Los Angeles, the Salton Sea is drying up.
If the reservoirs drop below what's known as trigger points, water pressure will also drop, reducing the amount of electricity generated by the Glen Canyon Power Plant and Hoover Dam. Fuller says that Lake Powell could drop below its trigger point early next year. The impacts are uncertain, mainly because we've never been here before.
The bottom line is that there is no capacity in place now to take the place of those sources.
That means there aren't enough renewable energy sources to cover what the Glen Canyon and Hoover Dams generate. Fuller explains that the Navajo coal-fired power plant in Page, Arizona, had the capacity to back up a loss of power from the reservoirs, but it was decommissioned 2 years ago.
And my guess is that if those sources of electricity went offline or were severely threatened, one of the few available alternatives would be to rebuild and restart coal-fired generation.
He adds that renewable energy sources will likely not be able to fill in the power gap in the near future should the flow of electricity slow down or stop coming from the two reservoirs. For KDNK News, I'm Amy Haddon Marsh.